This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Clément de Krupp. He is the resilient leader and CEO of the Idea Space, a company that makes consciousness as real as gravity by giving it a scientific foundation. And Mr. de Krupp, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time, and I apologize if I'm not pronouncing your name correctly 100%, so do give me a break on that. Tell me, what is an idea space and how does it help people? Let's start there.
That is a fantastic question. So an idea space is a mathematical model that we can use to describe the mind in a way that's congruent with modern physics. So at its heart, it's an exact solution to Einstein's field equation, and it's the first one in nearly 60 years that's been developed. So that kind of makes it exciting in its own right. And why is it important or helpful for people is that it gives you the tools so that you can view your thoughts, emotions, sensations, and perceptions objectively, devoid of I. And this detachment from the ego or from the self is a classic kind of trope, if you will, found throughout different meditation practices such as Zen and Buddhism. And it really helps alleviate attachment to different thought patterns, which is one of the main sources of suffering. So overall, understanding your mind as an idea space, a mathematical model that's congruent with modern physics, allows you to reduce the amount of suffering that happens in your life from not attaching to certain thoughts and emotions.
And thanks for your explanation there as we get things underway here today. So tell me, why is the idea space necessary today? Get into that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the idea space has always been necessary when you just look over the cycles of empires and civilizations throughout the years. But I mean, today it's so you look at different sort of political systems and there's division across the countries. People are judging each other based on what political party they align to or based on what street they're on, right? And it's important to be able to detach yourself from some of the more imagined realities of our world. So these are things that are only real because we believe them to be real, such as companies, words, languages, things of that nature. They're still useful, and I'm not diminishing their value at all, but we put a lot of value into those things, such as money, social status, and things of that nature. And by understanding the idea space, you can develop a truer understanding of what the world is so that you can better understand what the world isn't. And in doing so, you kind of break free from, I am this, I align with that, right? And you're able to have more open conversations with people. And hopefully that leads to an all around better existence.
Now, Clément, can you explain how the idea space can be used as a tool for resiliency? Get into that a little bit. Take that further.
Yeah, for sure. So I think the idea space is really for anyone at the end of the day. That's my biased opinion. But I think the three main people who would really benefit from this are mindfulness practitioners and skeptics, people who are interested in science across all levels, and anyone who's at a transition point in time. Just so someone who's graduating from college or someone who's retiring. And I think the beauty of the resiliency behind it is that a lot of times we get caught up in our monkey mind, reminiscing about the inaccessible past or creating fictitious scenarios about the imaginary future. And being able to understand your mind as an idea space brings you back to the present moment and allows you to not get caught up into the imagination of your mind, which your mind is great at imagining things, which is a blessing to have. But it allows you to build resilience by not getting caught up into those scenarios of what ifs, and allows you to really take everything yathabhutam, which is Pali for just as it is. And that helps build a core and a foundation for resiliency that I think is important for everybody.
Well, we certainly do appreciate your visit with us here today. We're speaking with Clément de Krupp. He is a resilient leader and CEO of the Idea Space, a company that makes consciousness as real as gravity by giving it a scientific foundation here on eHealth Radio's Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, how can understanding our personal idea space help us navigate challenges in our daily lives?
Of course, yeah, great question. So throughout life, random things will happen that will cause stress. That's just the way the cookie crumbles in life. And so being able to have a resilient toolkit in your back pocket is crucial. So For instance, if someone cuts you off in traffic, are you someone who will just hold on to that anger for 2-3 days and just constantly be thinking about the person who cut you off in traffic? Or do you want to be someone who someone cuts you off in traffic, you laugh about it, maybe you get a little angry, which is totally normal, but you kind of backtrack to what thought caused the anger. And it's just the fact that, oh, like someone might have gotten hurt or something, or they weren't being very mindful, but maybe they were in a rush to go somewhere or something. And just being able to detach yourself from the situation and not let your emotions get the best of you, and really just build a more resilient toolkit. So like that, whenever something more of a more serious matter, like a death in the family or something like that comes around, you're equipped to deal with it without relying on substances or other things, and really being able to just deal with it yourself.
Also, if you don't mind, could you share some practical steps for someone wanting to explore their own idea space for the first time?
Yeah, of course. So the idea space is really a mix of physics and Zen. It's kind of like if the two had a baby, you'd have the idea space. So there's a lot of different ways to start. I think basic meditation practices are key. So just if you've never meditated before, just sitting down, counting your thoughts, counting your breaths, noticing where you feel the breath the most, and just exploring it from that regard. And just there's a beautiful quote. I forget the person who said it, but it was, if you want to understand your mind, sit down and observe it. So I think that's a really, really good starting point from that aspect. And then from the physics aspect, I think just having a sort of curiosity for the world and trying to understand why things are the way they are, and just doing different deep dives into things you find interesting. So reading books that you find interesting, or with ChatGPT nowadays, asking ChatGPT for answers to mostly anything and getting a very robust and sound answer that can help form your thoughts on the subject. So I think starting your own practice and then exploring different books or whatever you're interested in, I think those two are the best two places to start.
Clement, we want to thank you so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. And if someone wanted to tap into the idea space, where's the best place online to get further details on that?
Yeah, great question. So we have the website, www.theideaspace.io. So definitely check that out. A lot of good resources there. If you want to contact me, you can find me on LinkedIn, Clement DeCropp, or hit me up on Twitter. I feel like no one uses Twitter anymore, and I love Twitter. So definitely hit me up on there, at Cream of DeCropp. A little play on words there with my last name. So yeah, those are the best two places to find me.
Easy enough. And of course, we'll leave those links within the show notes of this broadcast. Clement, all the best. And thanks again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Likewise. Thanks, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Clement DeCropp. He is a resilient leader and CEO of the Idea Space, a company that makes consciousness as real as gravity by giving it a scientific foundation. And again, for all the details, visit theideaspace.io. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.